Now, if you are blind or partially sighted, have you ever considered open swimming, wild water swimming? There's all sorts of different ways now of getting in the water. It's good for your health. It's good for your mental health as well. There's also some work going on around making the activity more accessible. And I'm joined today by Sadie Rockcliffe, who is running some research and indeed has been involved in a bit of a pilot project as well, looking at this exactly. So tell me about the project that you're involved in. How did you start out with this around the swimming?
It was a lovely initiative that stemmed from a very wonderful and personal account of someone with visual impairment being able to access the water to be able to swim. And from that stemmed this research to be able to actually better understand that, because we don't have much research that really amplifies the voices of those that want to get in the water or be near or next to the water who have visual impairment and how they engage, and actually different access and infrastructure requirements that aren't there and should be.
Accessibility is a big thing. If people perhaps go over the barriers of, can I do this? Do I want to try this? Then comes the, how do I get to the place? Is it accessible? Am I going to get help and support there? So you're really looking at all of this.
A lot of organisations feel, can they cater? Are they going to be able to do a good enough job? And a lot of them actually can. Everyone's just a bit nervous and a bit unsure. But it's vitally important that we clear this up as quickly as possible, because there's so much social prescribing out there now to get out into nature, enjoy the water for your well-being, and rightly so. But we just need to make sure actually that it's not too ableist and that actually we have this infrastructure in place.
Where do you start then with something like this? I mean, you've got the catalyst there, but how do you begin the research or even getting an event together?
Well, it's very important that it's co-created together. I do not have a visual impairment, so it's vitally important to be able to bring people with visual impairments in from the very start, and we chat, we decide what works. Are they already open water swimmers? Do they want to try a swimming pool and haven't felt that they're able to at the moment? And it's small, lots of small little steps, talking to local community groups, local swimming pools, leisure centres, lakes and rivers and bits and pieces that we can get down to.
It's a great springboard, but actually to have an event where you have people coming along, getting them in the water, if you like, and getting the experiences, I suppose, from the participants, from the service providers as well. So the day went really well. Tell us all about it.
It was really good, actually. We have this wonderful local facility in Brighton called Sea Lanes Pool, which is the National Outdoor Swim Centre. We got some wonderful funding from the Centre of Arts and Wellbeing at the University of Brighton, and we really just wanted to be able to open that up to the local and wider community. So we hired it and created this really safe space for people with visual impairments. There were some people that have just started taking to the water a bit more to support them during stressful times in their life, and being able to swim, as they said, took their mind off things and they could just relax and have a bit of self-care and support their well-being. There were some others that came who were very much training. They were absolute machines in the water and had their swim guides and their coaches with them to focus on either navigation or, different movements and things. So that was really brilliant to watch. And then everything in between. There was a wonderful person there who swims regularly in the sea, but it was a lovely opportunity to be able to try this open water swimming pool, and some that used to swim a lot and now don't. So it's just much more of a leisure activity.
Talking to the participants then, what came out for you maybe as a kind of top, I want to say barrier here, that's maybe stopping them from doing this, and perhaps what was the thing that was really encouraging them to do it?
It was being unsure, going to a new facility, being unsure what the infrastructure was going to be like when you get there, what the support was going to be like to get into the water, how many people would be in the water, and the ability to be able to navigate within the lanes without worrying if your pace is okay, if someone's going to catch up, what side of the lane you're swimming on, how wide the lanes are. So these were all sort of things of the unknown that tended to be the main concerns for people before they arrived. A lot of the people that arrived today were already outdoor swimmers or were regular swimmers, so they felt comfortable stepping into a slightly new environment for them. But actually what came out of it, which is a joy and a real reflection of what water does, is how empowered and how excited everyone was to be able to share the facilities, being able to share how amazing they felt with other people to try and get more people down with visual impairments, And it was, again, the same with the swimming pool, people that were running it as well. It's just a really wonderful emotive experience.
The staff, the pool owners, etc. What did they get from it? And at the end of it, you know, had their perceptions of perhaps what they could do, had that changed?
They do have some regular swimmers that come down who have visual impairments. Some bring down canes or guide dogs. The guide dogs love the receptionist. They're always there. But on a larger scale, it was nice for them to be able to see that their facilities are very well equipped for that. Lots of accessibility infrastructure already in place, but where they haven't, they can make tweaks. I think it's just a really nice educational experience for everybody, actually.
So it's a great event, and I'm sure that you're going to be hosting these again. We'll give some contact details in a little while. But for you as a researcher, where do you see the work going now that you've had this very successful pilot?
If people want to go off and swim, we need to ensure that they are able to do that, and then we can come back and chat again afterwards. It has to be a really shared experience. So it was really great having a chat and working out those logistics, the dynamics. People can't wait to share their personal blue spaces, if you like, these natural watery environments that they want to now swim in together. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what accessible lakes people are talking about, what rivers they like to swim in. So that's going to be really exciting. And we'll do that over the summer and hopefully be able to put a toolkit together on what works for an inclusive watery environment, an inclusive blue space.
This was a very successful event, Sadie. You put this on with the help of Psych Support Worthing as well. How do you think they saw the event, and are they keen that this progresses even further as well?
Actually, from that, they're going to talk directly with the swimming pool and other local community swimming pools and leisure centres and other watery spaces to be able to offer more regular swim sessions for their members. So it's really exciting that it's been able to be a platform that people can bounce off and know, actually, yeah, this is great fun. It's great for everybody and it can be super accessible. So I'm really excited to see how the community is going to sort of come together and what relationships are going to form and how that's going to spread wider afield as well.
The event's obviously been a huge success, Sadie, and you know there's more going to come from this as well. But if people would like to find out more about perhaps your work and the research, or you know a bit more about the possibilities of doing some of the swimming as well, is there a way that they can make an inquiry or get some contact details?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to have as many people involved as possible. It'd be brilliant. The website is accessiblewaters.co.uk. If people want to participate and get involved, there's an information sheet to download and there's a contact form and lots of other exciting things on there as well. So yeah, accessiblewaters.co.uk.
Well, Sadie, best luck going forward and thank you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you for having me.